Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai fails again to hold its standing committee meeting after some members absconded.
Our members have not been precluded from discussing leadership. We have said the issue of succession, the issue of leadership renewal should be allowed in the party. But it must take place within the party and not outside the party.
United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe Bruce Wharton says that the U.S. should understand Zimbabwe's culture and pre-colonial history if the two countries are to enjoy good and strong relations.
More than just understanding, we must respect what the people of Zimbabwe accomplished before the arrivals of the Europeans here. We need to recognize the powerful influence this history has on modern Zimbabwe.
And Mines Minister Walter Chidagwa's father, Augustine, is arrested by Zwimba police on allegations of raping his wife's 15-year-old sister.
The MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai today failed again to hold its standing committee meeting after some members failed to attend. The meeting was deferred to today after it failed to take off Wednesday amid reports of deep divisions within the party over leadership renewal calls. But party spokesman Douglas Monzora placed down the reports of divisions, insisting that the meeting could not take place today only because of the absence of many key leaders due to party commitments. He says party president Morgan Tsvangirai was busy holding meetings with district leaders in Harare. Monzora tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri instead the party's information committee met to discuss media indiscipline that he says is creeping into the party.
We had an information committee meeting today instead. In the information committee, of course, we were discussing various strategies that have to do with information. But most importantly, we were dealing with the message indiscipline that is creeping within the party, where various people just go to the newspapers, to the televisions, to the radios, and purport to represent the party. Such a party will be a party in anarchy. We want to have single spokespersons. Nationally, we have one spokesperson, that is myself and my deputy, Honorable Kabuza. And then we must not have too many spokespersons. In the provinces, we are also saying there are designated people there who speak on behalf of the party. We are doing this so that there is discipline of message, there is consistent of message that goes to our people, mostly our members.
Some people are accusing your party of being undemocratic by not allowing its members to discuss openly the succession issue and also giving out information freely. What's your reaction to this?
Firstly, our members have not been precluded from discussing leadership. We have said the issue of succession, the issue of leadership renewal should be allowed in the party. But it must take place within the party and not outside the party. We cannot discuss our leadership with outsiders, with people who are not members of the MDC. Because those people who are not members of the MDC have an interest in the destruction of the MDC.
And that was MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora in Harare.